from Salvation Army Warehouse in Dallas, Texas, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Salvation Army has a rather large facility in Dallas, not too far from Love Field, and Southwest has donated all of our blankets and pillows that we no longer carry on the aircraft. I spoke with Ashley Rogers from our communications department about just that. Now, Ashley, why don't you tell us about what you have been working on lately?
I have been working to coordinate a shipment of 150,000 blankets and 30,000 pillows to the Salvation Army. We donated a large amount of the blankets to the Dallas-Fort Worth shelters, and then we are also donating the blankets and pillows to different locations across the country.
Now, when I first heard about this, 150,000 blankets, like most people, I don't even know what 150,000 blankets look like. How many trucks or pallets or boxes, what is that?
Well, we had four huge truck loads here today in Dallas, but we also have folks in our stations who have boxes and boxes of blankets that were unused, and they're going to drop them off at local shelters. So what I saw today was four large pallets. And then we don't know. I mean, there's boxes and boxes that are going across the country. So it's a large shipment.
Well, and there's still forklifts driving around here. Now, we took the blankets and pillows off of our aircraft back in April of this year. What are the benefits of that?
Well, we took them off in April. We saw that it gave customers more room to store their carry-on luggage in the overhead bin. It makes tidying up the aircraft a lot easier for our flight attendants. So we've had very few complaints, actually, about the pillows and blankets being gone. It seems that not many people notice.
Yeah, I understand we get tens of thousands of emails to our customer relations department, and just a handful, I mean, less than 10 complaints, and more compliments of the overhead bin space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since April, we've gotten about 9 emails that heard from customers they might miss the pillows and blankets, but we get 65,000 emails a month. So it's a very small percentage, and we felt like we could use these pillows and blankets to donate to the Salvation Army, who could then benefit folks across the country.
Is this the first time we've ever done a donation this large to the Salvation Army?
Actually, no. We donate any unclaimed items that come into our baggage services office. So we try to reunite customers with their bags multiple times. We call, we email, we go to great lengths to reunite customers with their items. But after a long period of time, if they are unclaimed, we just have a warehouse of stuff, anything from luggage, clothes, electronics, and we keep it for an extended period of time so that someone can come claim it. If they don't claim it, then we donate that stuff to the Salvation Army. And so we've got a long-standing relationship with the Salvation Army.
I then spoke with Major Carl Arp of the Salvation Army and asked what this donation means to his fine organization.
This is going to be kind of like the pebble in the pond. The first ripple will be we're going to distribute blankets as needed throughout the city of Dallas, Dallas County, Fort Worth, Tarrant County. We have over 22 locations, Salvation Army locations, that have contact with folks every day, and we will use many of them to be distributed in that means. And beyond that, the whole state of Texas has 41 centers of operation, and we're going to see if they can be used in their particular communities. And then, if we still have more, my particular division of the Salvation Army has 24 other locations in the 15 southeastern states, and if they, from Baltimore to Miami and points in between, and if we have some left over, then we're going to see if my associates in other locations will be able to use them.
Well, how are they distributed? If somebody wanted some of these blankets, how would they go about getting them?
Every day, folks come to the Salvation Army seeking assistance for utilities or clothing, food, that sort of thing. And this will just be an extra item that will be available to them. I know just down the street, the Carpe Collins serves the homeless population, and I'm sure that many of them will be provided for folks who may come in for a meal but yet don't want the restriction of having to come under the shelter's regulations, and they choose to camp, if you would, and they'll be provided for those. We have in the Metroplex, particularly in Fort Worth, two senior citizens' residences, as well as other senior citizens' facilities across the state. And I imagine that this will be like an extra Christmas gift as they sit around and play dominoes or checkers or just sit around the common area room with other senior citizens. They'll have a little lap blanket to keep themselves a little warmer as they experience Christmas. This is just another aspect of the relationship that the Salvation Army has with Southwest Airlines, and it has really been a boost to us, and we are extremely happy to be partnered with Southwest to assist those in our community who need some help.
But Thanksgiving was very late this year. Does that affect your donations in the...
I don't have anything to do with the bell ringers, but I'm told that we did begin earlier this year because had they waited till the traditional start day, we would have lost some days. So I think a lot of places began as much as 2 weeks earlier. One, recognizing the calendar, but two, the economic conditions, thinking that...
Just a longer period of time.
We need more time to collect the money that we need to provide to meet all of the needs that, and demands that are on us.
I checked with Baggage Services, and they make efforts to contact customers for 90 to 120 days. After that, it goes to the Salvation Army. Well, that's it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The major has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.